Hey, so I just looked at my SoundCloud account and I have like ridiculous amount of listens, right? I'm like, holy shit, this thing is taking off. And but then I look at the statistics and I see it's mostly from some kind of service that gives you SoundCloud listens, but I didn't pay for that. So if somebody out there did it, thanks, I guess. I mean, it's fun to see the big number, even though it's not real. It's it, but it's we're growing. The podcast, I am starting to promote it slightly, just gradually rolling it out. Tonight I'm going to see Halloween, opening night. Very excited. You know, I got this AMC A-list. They're not a sponsor, but it's like MoviePass, except you see less movies and it costs more. But you can see IMAX and shit. So that's pretty cool. But you got to go to AMC Theater. So if you don't got that around you, I don't tell you, I have a bunch. But, oh, I got an email. You can email me, everybody, chris@chrislaker.com. Tell me anything. I can read it on the show. I cannot read it on the show. I can, whatever. But this is from Ruby, who emails me on occasion. I appreciate that. Ruby said, I still listen like every day. Thank you. And I think I like your podcast because it's got no real weight to it. I'll take that as it's happily entertained and doesn't really take any emotional energy. Okay. Yeah, I don't want this to take emotional energy. Why would I want this? So I guess that's all. You like the show. I mean, why am I going to analyze your compliment? Thank you. Why don't I just say thank you? So, well, what is that supposed to mean? What do you think this is? I don't have any emotion? No. This show is, it's, I don't think this is a good show. Why would I even care if it was an insult? I'm surprised there's a compliment. Okay, you should watch Maniac on Netflix. I've been meaning to watch that, but I just started this house, the haunted house, the Netflix haunted house show. It's like Haunting of Hill House or Hill Haunted. There's a house that's haunted. I think it's on a hill, and it's October. It's Halloween time. So once I get through that, and Jacqueline loves all the horror stuff, so that show looks pretty good. And then we'll get into Maniac. Because I've been meaning to see that. Jonah Hill, good friend of mine. I gave him gum once. True story. We were at the same party. I was chewing gum. Because I think I had maybe just quit smoking. So it was a while. No. I don't know. Whatever. I was chewing gum. And I offer. I forget. He was like, hey, anybody got gum? I said, I do. Here you go. And, he graciously accepted. So that was my interaction with Jonah Hill. Can't wait to see my gum buddy in his new show on Netflix. I've seen good reviews. Now the news. Microplastics found in 90% of table salt and sea salts. I thought sea salt is the good stuff. Table salt is like, we don't know where this comes from. Don't worry about it. It's salt. It makes things salty. Now you shut your mouth. Sea salt, we're like, we got this right out of the sea. Now is a sea, there's a Mediterranean Sea, that's not an ocean. Is the ocean a sea? And the sea is a sea. Where is this sea salt coming from? With the microplastics. Is it coming out? Are they going to Coney Island and taking out of the Atlantic? Or are we going to the Dead Sea? I don't know. That's a salty one. All right. Well, I guess use less salt or know that we're all taking in poison every time we eat anything that's anything. And well, we're slowly dying. Some plastic gets in there. Amazon cutting warehouse workers' Christmas bonus program. Oh, Jeff Bezos, do you want to be visited by the ghosts that show you that everybody hates you? They'll say, oh, look, here's the Christmas past. Everybody hated you. Christmas present. Ooh, we all hate you. Oh, Christmas future. You're dead and everybody hates you. Come on. Make with the bonuses, rich boy. I would say go further with the bonus. Do like, Bill Murray. Give everybody a brand new VCR. Come on, you got them there at the Amazon warehouse. State of the art. A nice video cassette recorder for everybody there working at the old Amazon warehouse. Throw in a movie. Throw in a nice Christmas movie. Throw in Scrooge. Say, hey, look, the rich guy, he gets it. Just like me. Why does that guy always have to be a dick? It's not going to affect my Christmas shopping, which is going to be done on Amazon. I like to get the do it all on Amazon one afternoon, have it sent to my parents' house, and then I just open the boxes in front of everybody and say, you see how much effort I put in? Nothing. I didn't even want to carry this shit here. I just have it dropped off where I'm going to be. Let's pass it all around. All right, here's your fucking... Here's the bullshit. Oh, did you have a wish list? Because I had my own wish list of things that cost less than your wish list. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin drops out of Saudi conference amid outcry over Khashoggi disappearance. I know I'm probably saying that journalist's name wrong, and I apologize for that. Well, good for Mnuchin. That's the right thing to do there. I'm not going to get into politics. I just started reading a headline. A Connecticut police officer was fired Wednesday after he was caught on video warning a group of young people not to run or do anything stupid because he was, in quotes, trigger happy. Well, that just sounds like a joke. Like he's making a joke, like, hey, don't fuck around, kids. I'll shoot you in the fucking head. But maybe when you're a police officer, I guess, save your edgy material for the home. You know what I mean? Like, maybe when you're not talking to the public, sarcasm is sort of dead now because of people don't get it or they misuse it. Or they think if they just use a sarcastic tone, they can say things racist that they really mean. And I'm sarcastic, but I'm not a police officer, so I get to do it whenever I want. And I also don't work in a corporate environment. If I did, even as a comedian, if I was like, oh, you're going to write on this TV show, I'm not going to go make the jokes that I would, make around at the... In the break room there, I'm going to think about my words still. But yeah, I guess you can't even joke about... It's like you can't joke about a bomb at the airport, which I find pretty easy not to do. I've almost done it a couple times, but then you think, oh yeah, I'm at the airport, don't joke about the bomb. And as a cop, you can't joke about shooting people. Oh, but he'll probably get another job. So that seemed to happen to some police officers to get fired, and they turn up someplace else. Okay, one last story, and then we're out of here. White woman dubbed Golf Cart Gail calls police on black father at soccer game. How about just don't call the police unless somebody is, like, doing physical harm? I know I've probably said this. I repeat myself on this podcast. I apologize. I've never said this is a good show. I try not to repeat myself, but this is the 518th episode or something. I've repeated myself I don't know how many times. But if you listen to every episode, That's the problem. I don't know which episode you listen to or don't listen to. If you only listen to the ones, like, hey, he says the same thing every time. Like, no, that I said it three times, and you only listen to those three episodes, and it was, you're very lucky. I don't know if you call that lucky. Just coincidence. It's very coincidental. It's like you won a slot machine that doesn't pay you any money. You got three of a kind. Anyway, yeah, don't call the police on people unless they're fucking really doing something. How about that? Fucking psychos. I've called the cops twice. Not that this matters, but both times it was a white guy. One time there was like a 50-year-old white guy trying to get into my place because he was drunk and didn't know where he was going. He's like pounding on the door and kept like trying it and wouldn't leave. And another time I called a cop on, I don't know how old dude was. It was a while ago now. I was looking out my window. I see this dude just beating the shit out of somebody on the sidewalk. And I was, and it really like irked me. It was like the middle of the day. That was also a white dude, if you care. I would call the cops on anybody beating the shit out of somebody. But the cop, and then they didn't. By the time the cop showed up, it was over. I think if I see somebody beating the shit out of somebody, you got to do something. It's unseemly. In the daytime, it wasn't like some kind of drunken brawl. The guy was sitting on the stair. I don't know what started it, but the guy just started, and I was like, what the fuck? I've seen like street fights outside of bars and shit, and I haven't called the cops. But then I always figure someone, that's the bar's responsibility. And I don't know who did what or what's going on. Maybe they're both at fault. Anyway, I'm not that great of a citizen is my point. But I don't call the cops on people just fucking hanging out, doing nothing. I don't know what this guy did at the soccer game, but apparently his son was playing soccer. I think if this dude did something for real, this wouldn't be the headline. But I'll read it later. And if it contradicts, I'll talk about it tomorrow. Say, oh, look at me. This dad at the soccer game was actually waving a gun around and took his pants off, and then a woman called the cops, and everybody's calling her names. But I think that probably didn't happen. All right, you fucks. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll tell you all about how Halloween was. We love you.